Blog Talk Radio. withstand the fiery darts of Satan's power. You can't fight Satan in the flesh. You've got to have on some spiritual armor. Power! Power! If you pray and pray fervently, God will hear you. I know he will. Pray! 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 Open your heart and pray! Power! 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 Power!
On today, Deborah Pope Reddick in the house, best-selling author of Prayer, Anointed Words, a book of prayers. Oh, that's gonna be a good thing, y'all. You know, we can't we don't pray. We can't get God's attention.
That's right.
We gotta pray, and there's some prayer need to be going on right about now. We need prayers going out like darts all around this world. Oh, baby. But we gonna wait and let our special guest give us a little something on prayer, because I'm quite sure some stuff that we might not know. But that's what she's going to be here for. All right. So let's get started. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us this day. Father, we thank you for Glorious Gospel Vibes and all of our listeners today, Lord God. We thank you for the host that's on the air right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our special guest that's coming aboard.
Yes,
Father, we
Lord.
Just thank you for so many wonderful things. We ask you to touch and deliver anybody, Lord God, that needs the enemy uprooted from their spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we got a special prayer going out to our sister Stephanie Myers, one of the background singers of Glory Pope. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done in your finished works, Lord God. You've already done a thing in the grace that's on her life and the anointing that's on her life. Father, we just thank you that she is already healed in Jesus' holy name. We thank you. We pray for all sick and shut-in people, Lord God, that they are healed. If they are your people, Father, I ask you to deliver them right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We ask you to continue to bless Glorious Gospel Vibes and all the people that's listening in. And thank you for our stats being very high. Thank you for that, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for starting. It's a new year, Lord. We thank you for bringing us into it with a good thing going on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord all our soul. Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
I just thank you for that prayer. You still had to. You should pray for Mr. D. You're supposed to pray for him.
She I'm
was
covered.
Supposed to stuff today. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Mr. D, you go give us a report and give us some gospel news before we get crunk right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Well, you know, I had some news to report, but you know, one news one little bit of news pretty much just took over. As some of you all know, Eddie Long of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church took his last breath early this morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to continue to pray for his family and so on. But the subject I really want to deal with is some of you judgmental church folk.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the social media. You kind of got into it. You said one thing and it went viral, didn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, my thought is this. You know, for everybody that got something negative to say, understand that your day is coming.
All right.
And when your time comes, what are we going to say about you?
My Lord.
Because regardless, I'm quite sure all of us have had someone close to us to pass. Mm-hmm. And whatever wrong they may have done or been accused of doing, it didn't matter at that point.
All right.
That's right.
All right.
You got 4 children and 3 grandchildren that have lost a father and a grandfather and a wife that's lost a husband. But all you can focus on is all this bad stuff that so-called happened that may have happened because you haven't been exposed.
All right now. All right. All right.
Come on now. Yeah, I know where you're going because, you know, it's you know, they've kind of got their mind off of Trump now. They're on Bishop Eddie Long. But my thing is, like I told someone earlier, I have nothing to say because I didn't personally know him. I've met him. I've shaken his hand. All that kind of stuff. But I didn't personally know him. And I'm only going by what I've been told on the media, and what was said. Or was if it's true or if it's not true, is irrelevant.
Because
what I'm looking at, the man, he was a man of God. He taught the word of God, and he was a believer. That's the number one thing. Because like you said, ain't nobody perfect, and we all sin. And without prayer and supplication, we I don't know where we would be. I don't even want to go into all of that, but I'm just saying, just watch what you say out of your mouth.
And I kind of went on to say, I said, for those that got so much to say, I bet they won't throw the R. Kelly CDs away.
What you know about R. Kelly?
I'm just saying, you know, look at some of the stuff he was accused of. They still packing out being used to go see him. They still listening to him. Still playing it on
all
the
kind of excuses talking about, well, you know, he don't sing that kind of stuff no more. You know, he do that step thing now. So, you know, that's all right. Okay, it's all right. Okay.
He got a lot of excuses.
But that's so, okay.
Just watch what you say.
Watch what you say, y'all. Watch it. Watch it.
Yes,
but before
we
bring on our guests, I'm gonna play a little something. So I'm still going to pray. I don't care what you say.
That's right. Pray.
You better still pray. Charles and Taylor in the house.
This goes out to all those who don't think they can make it.
Gospel vibe. Hey, we got a new a thing going. You know I got my new saying. 2017 saying. New day, new way. That's
okay.
Right. New day, new way.
That's a preach right there.
That's a preach right there. That right there. Mm-hmm. I got me a t-shirt. I got new day, new way on there. Y'all want a t-shirt? Y'all want one?
Yeah.
New day, new way, 2017. New day, new way.
All right.
Oh, she really like t-shirts, man. Go on, girl. That's all right.
Right.
I like that.
Send me one.
But listen, let's get it crunk. This week's guest we got in the house, Deborah Pope Reddick, best-selling author of Anointed Words, a book of prayers. Oh, see, we need how to know how to pray, and we got somebody going to tell you just how to do that today. Now, I want to tell y'all a little bit about her. Deborah Pope Reddick is a visionary leader of Dunamis Visions International. She is a pastor, teacher, intercessor, motivational speaker, conference planner and facilitator, and a certified life coach. She has a mandate to equip the saints of God that may fulfill their unique purpose in life. She utilizes her spiritual gifts as the Holy Spirit leads to direct, instruct, and strengthen women in the walk with Jesus Christ. Pastor Deborah operates in a yoke-destroying anointing, which was birthed through various adversities of her life. Several years ago, God gave her an assignment to learn how to pray so that she will be able later on to reach and teach the people about the power of prayer. Pastor Deborah holds a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of South Florida with a minor in business. She attended Life Christian University to pursue a degree in theology. She feels that God has given her one of her greatest assignments to be able to stand beside her husband, Pastor Terrence C. Reddick, Sr., as co-pastor of Dominion Life Faith and Worship Church, a non-denominational church located in Tampa Bay area. Pastor Deborah loves laboring by her husband's side in ministry. Now I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than best-selling author Deborah Pope Reddick. How you doing, Pastor Deborah?
I am great and grateful, as my husband always says. Thank you. How's everyone tonight?
Welcome.
Thank
you so very much.
I'm fine too.
You fine, Evangelist?
Oh yeah, baby. I'm glad you said Evangelist, because so many people, they don't understand that my name is Evangelist.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad. We want you to tell us a little bit about your book, all of us think we know how to pray, and sometimes, you know, we put a lot of stuff out, and God is like, Lord, if they just understood how to pray, talk to me. But that's why He had people in place to teach on prayer. He equips them to know how to teach us how to pray. So give us a little background on what started you in writing this book.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. Well, what inspired me to write this book, a few years ago, I was going through a lot. I am a breast cancer survivor of now next, this year, as a matter of fact, it'll be 26 years.
Praise God.
I remember, praise God. And I wasn't as close to God then as I am now. I was out there doing my thing like all of us. And I heard very clearly God said, it's not for you but for someone else.
And so over the years,
I still stayed out there in the world doing my own thing. But that mandate, God began to press me. Yet I still didn't know how to pray. You know, when I grew up, I knew the Lord's Prayer, you know, the 23rd song. I knew Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, the children's prayer. But we all know Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, especially those of us who were born in the South. So I knew the basics of just to get me a little to the surface. Yet,
right.
I didn't know how to pray. And God had given this women's ministry to me to nourish for 10 years, but at the beginning of it, I didn't know who I was supposed to be praying. I knew that I've been taught in church that prayers are communication with God, and it is. We have been heard the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, and it does. But how do we connect with God in such a way it'll move God? Our tears don't move God. Our faith in His Word moved God.
So I had to go on my face.
I read in the Bible a long time ago, it says to get in your closet. See, I took that thing literally. I thought it was supposed to go in my closet and pray. And when I went in my closet, God met me there. I had to lay on my face for hours to learn how to pray. Nobody taught me how to pray. And somebody told me, oh, you can't read prayers. You can't read prayers. You got to talk to God the way you want to. But how are you going to know if you don't study? How are you going to know how to pray if you don't read? So I began to read various books on prayers. And when I went in that closet, I began to know that Abba, He meant my Father. And I knew that and Jehovah Rapha is my healer. Jehovah Jireh is my provider.
Lord.
And it wasn't until I began to understand who He is, when I need to pray, Holy Spirit, and how to pray. See, God hears His word.
All right.
We already know that He's
he
not
Tell
a God
him.
That He should lie. But when we begin to give God His words back to Him, when we're communicating to Him, God can't do nothing but answer.
All right.
He can't do anything. But see, that's what we're missing. We're missing God's word. Amen. We are missing the word of God.
Amen.
And so because of that, he put, you know, throughout the years I began to write just different things on it. My first prayer that I wrote was the writ, W-R-I-T, of spiritual divorcement. And in what it was, I was divorcing myself from a man because I was so tied to that man.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote this long prayer. I had no idea what none of it was, but God gave it to me. And then as I continued to write, my husband said, now it's time for you to put this in a book. I'm like, who am I? Who's going to read this book? But I tell you, God, I prayed over every prayer in this book. As God was giving it to me, I was praying. And then I had intercessors praying with me because I know the Holy Spirit did this. It wasn't me, but it was the God in me. So people can understand that God hears the prayers of the righteous. And because He hears our prayers, we got to have that confidence to know that His word shall not return to Him void. So that's what gave me the drive and the tenacity to do it. My husband pushed me. The Spirit of God was in me just moving until the project was finished. And I can truly say, had it not been for God, it wouldn't have happened.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but I tell you, we all, like I said, we all think we know how to pray. And sometimes, and it's different. Isn't it different ways to pray for different subjects you're trying to, you know, project to God as to let Him, you know, even though He knows all things. But, you know, that's how we get His attention, is through His word. We quote His word back to Him, and He gets His attention.
You know, the word says that the heart is deceitful. You know, people say, well, God knew my heart when I'm praying. But we know our heart is deceitful in all things.
Right,
we
got to
check
right.
our heart first.
Close my heart. I said, the heart is wicked.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, Minister D, we can't hardly hear you. It's a lot of noise or something going on in your area or on your microphone.
My Lord.
Get that checked out, because we can't have that on there.
That's the strange side you offering up on.
What you say, Minister?
I said, that's that strange fire that she offering up over the airways. That's what that is.
Oh, okay. Okay. But anyway, back to the anointed words. So can you give us an example of just something that you have written out of your book? I want to get the listeners, you know, to pay more attention to what you're saying in regards to the anointed words of God, to quote back to God.
For example, the first prayer in the book is, teach me how to pray. When I don't know the words to say, teach me how to pray. There's a prayer of salvation, you know, from Romans 10 and 9, when we're confessing our sins, we have to know, you know, many churches, all of us, when we lead somebody to Christ, we pray the prayer of salvation, but the prayer of forgiveness. Prayer of forgiveness. Every prayer in here is backed up by Scripture.
Yes.
Every prayer is backed up by Scripture because it defeats the purpose of having anointed words if you don't use God's anointed words. So some people have said, oh, I heard this before, but the Scripture is there for you to go seek the Scripture.
Right,
I have all the
right.
way down from the prayers, and in the back of the book also have Scripture reference. You know, I can't say enough about prayer because we all want to communicate with God, and God hear us. But when we want to catch God's attention, any of us that's on this line that's parents, our child can call us certain times and we don't answer. We hear them. We don't answer. But it's something about when they say the right thing to us.
Right.
It catches our attention.
Yeah.
Right.
We're God's children. When we say the right thing to him, it catches his attention.
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
We have to be able to, when we pray and ask God for anything, there's a prayer over here, prayer over financial situation. God has already said in 3 John, beloved, above all things, I wish that you will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So when we're praying for financial health, you got to make sure your soul prospering. How you going to get the wealth if your soul ain't prospering? How you going to have the health if your soul ain't prospering? How you going to get out of debt, hallelujah, if you're not following the principles? Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure. But how you think you're going to get out of debt if you're not giving? You got to be able to pray this and do this. And your heart has to be focused on the things what God has already said in his word.
Amen.
I have
Amen.
praying for unsaved spouse, praying for unsaved children, interceding for spiritual leaders, prayer of agreement. Now, when we get people to come in agreement with us, you can't get an unbeliever to come in agreement with you for the things of God.
No.
You got to have somebody coming in agreement that know who God is, that know by his power that he's going to move in your situation. Many times we do, we have people praying for us, and we don't even know what their prayer life is like. And you still wonder why God ain't answering my prayer.
You're right. You are so right. That's so true. You got to have somebody can get a prayer through and gets God's attention. You can't have nobody that's in and out, don't know what they're doing, what they're saying, and their fruit. You can't even see the fruit, their fruits at all. But you got them, you know.
But you know, in the body of Christ as believers, we have a tendency to tell people pray for me now, but you don't know what they're praying about. You think because they come to church on Sunday morning that their life is right. You got to understand that you need to have spiritual discernment when you get somebody to come in agreement with you.
Right. Come on now.
But you know, in the prayer, a lot of times it's just approaching him in the right way. See, a lot of times we just start talking, well, God, you know, we did this. But, you know, my prayer is, when I first start praying, first thing I say is, thank you.
Amen.
I reverence him first before I start talking about all this stuff that I need done and all this stuff that I want and all this other kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Amen. A long time ago when I was teaching prayer to some, very young people in Christ, just new believers, I used to teach them the acronym ACTS. When we pray, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Many times people go to God and they start asking just like Pastor said then. But we need to adore him. We need to confess. Every time we pray, we know we're not perfect. Every time we pray, we need to ask God for forgiving us for the things that we said or done, even the things that our eyes look upon that was not pleasing to him. Before we even get a prayer through God, we got to confess. God, we ain't perfect. And you know that. Cleanse my heart. Every day we sin.
Yes.
And we need to thank him every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
That is too true. Oh, my goodness. And y'all just touched on a lot of things that I do, and I'm thank God that I've been brought up in the church most all of my life, and listen to different people pray and how they prayed, and I've sat under different sermons about prayer, and if you continue to go, you just go back over what the things that you've learned, keep stay in the Word of God, it will feed you. It's a ever revealing book. Every time you read it, you come across something new. It's an ever revealing book, and God will teach you how to pray. He will teach you if you only got to ask Him. Don't be afraid to say, ask God for whatever you need, and He will make sure that you get it. So I appreciate you, Pastor Devon, for coming on the broadcast and letting us know about your book. And I want you to let the listeners know where they can purchase this book, because it's an awesome book. And it's all kind of different books on prayers and stuff like that. But everybody can't get their hands on it, but they can get their hands on this one because God opened the door for it to be done. So just give them some information. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you can get the book several ways, but if you want an autographed copy, you can email me, and I'm going to spell it. The email address is dunamisvisions@gmail.com, and that's dunamisvisions@gmail.com, and that's for an autographed copy. And if you wanted to get it electronically, you can also go to Amazon.com.
Okay. All right. There you go. Deborah Pope Ready. You see, you hear that Pope in there. You know that got
that's right. Got that Pope in there.
nobody but the Queen. Globe is Pope in the house.
And
get
the
Pope
house.
Up in there.
That's right.
Them Popes is awesome.
Right. Yeah. Right.
All right. Oh, no, I think I've got to go.
All right,
Minister. What'd you say, Pastor Deborah Pope?
I said, the Pope's in the house. That's right. We come with authority and power. We come with that dunamis. That's right. That's that power.
All right, now let it go. Tell him how I go.
Thank you so
Miss
much.
Do you got something you
want to
say about that? You got something you want to say about what she just said about the Pope? I got your back.
I'm just saying, they all right, you know. They all right. Yeah.
That's all right. We got it. We know we got it. But God has got His anointing and prophetic anointing on everybody that's got a willing spirit to do His will.
Amen.
I tell you. And we thank you. We thank you for coming on our broadcast. We should share this. I tell you, and I got my copy. You better try to get yours.
Okay.
Go on those sites she told you to go on. Get your anointed words, a book of prayer book, and get into the Word. Get into the Word and get into prayer, because it's coming a time now. We got to pray like we never prayed before. This is a time, and y'all, we just at the tip of the iceberg. So let's get it done. It's there for us to get it done. Oh, we thank you, Deborah. Thank you, baby. We love
you. Thank you. Thank you. Love
you
guys.
God bless you.
I'm gonna be on the line for a while. Thank you so much.
All right, that's good. That's good. ATL, pray in the house. You know we gonna need that prayer. Oh, J.R. Reynolds.
Violence and killing every day. It's time for us to stomp on Satan's face. he's defeated, God is on the race. It's time for us to stand for our beliefs, stand for something or fall for anything. If you know what I mean, come on, and clap your hands for me. It's time for us to search and see God's face. Let's obey, change our wicked ways. If we do, he'll bless us like he said. Now you're ready, come on and nod your head. Don't you know he's rich with house and land? Don't you remember Jesus is the man? He'll heal the sick and set the captives free. Now you're ready, clap your hands for me.
A-T-L,
it's time for us to pray.
I'm going to hit it, and I hope that you get it. First of all, I'm going to say thank God for the anointed word, the prayer book by Pastor Deborah Pope, who's the author. I truly enjoyed that. Praise God. This evening, my title is, Who Praying for You? Who's praying for you? Coming out of Exodus 32, 1 through 14. Moses was up in the mountains with God. The people said to Aaron, make us God, G-O-D-S. Not the small G-O-D-S. Moses had brought them out of the land of Egypt where they had been slaves. You know, Moses was a man of God. How soon men forget, start complaining, and want to go back and do the same things that they did back in slavery when they were in Egypt, when they were bound. How soon you forget. Aaron told them to give him all their golden earrings from their wives, sons, daughters. And he made a golden calf. And they said that the golden calf was their G-O-D, their God. Now, loved ones, remember, where God had delivered them from through Moses, a land where they were in slavery, they were beaten, they had all kinds of obstacles that they faced with Pharaoh. How soon they forget what they went through. Now they turn right back around and want to go back by asking Aaron to make them a small god, a G-O-D. And Aaron said, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamations and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on tomorrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people who sat down to eat, to drink, and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt. God knows everything. They have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly, which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed unto thee, said, these be their God of Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will. And Moses besought the Lord. He pleaded with his God and said, Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Moses began to plead for them. Give them another chance. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Moses said, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I've spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Loved ones, who's praying for you? Praying means communication with God, talking to God. Loved ones, think about it. Who's praying for you? God has brought you out of the storm that you thought you wasn't going to come out of, that Egypt that you came out of it. As soon as you get a little settled, you're ready to go back. You already forgot. You were crying. You couldn't get no sleep. You were worried. The prayers of the righteous brought you out, loved ones. Somebody prayed for you. Who's praying for you? Moses began to talk and to plead with God for the people because they had made that golden calf. What do you got for your golden calf? God was very angry. He was going to consume them. But Moses prayed to God
for the people because God was going to destroy them. But when Moses spoke to God, God repented. God was sorry of the evil that he was going to do to them. Loved ones, somebody, somewhere has prayed for you. Repent, loved ones. Be godly sorry. Romans 10 and 9 says, if I confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shall believe in the heart that God has raised him from the dead, thy shall be saved. Loved ones, who's praying for you? Think about it, loved ones. I'm Prophetess Arcus McCray. I'll see you the same time, the same place. Next week, I'm out of here. Somebody's praying for you.
There is a prophetic word on tonight, and the Lord have impregnated new direction with the word, and the word is the sun is going to shine if you hold up. But first of all, for clarity reasons, the sun that we're talking about is not the celestial body that give off heat, nor that sun that's 92,900,000 miles away from the center of the earth. We're not talking about that sun. But the son that we're talking about is the son of the living God, the one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha. But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine on your behalf. Come on, new direction. The first verse says this.
So many nights
I've cried. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know I cried for better days. Yes, I did.
For better days.
I've prayed for. Am I talking to some real folk up in here? But through it all, come on. I know. Come on. What do you know, Vincent? What we know is the sun is going to shine.
The sun is going to shine.
But see, I got to do something. I got to just hold out. Come on, y'all. You got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine. Come on.
The sun is going to shine.
If I hold out. That's the song.
If I hold out.
There's another significant verse that says, sometimes I feel.
Sometimes I feel
all alone. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to get with it. God, I thank you. No one around. No one's there.
No one around.
They can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're going through. But you know what? You got to tell yourself, I must endure. Come on, New Year. I must
endure,
for I know, and the nucleus of this song is the sun is going to shine. New direction. Anybody know what we're talking about? It's going to shine on your unwanted situation. Whatever you're faced with, whatever problem you're going through, you got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine until you hold out. Listen here. I like this part. See what it says is, weeping may endure for a night. Come on. Say weeping. It may endure for a night. But you got to know that trouble don't last always. You got to get it in your spirit, man. You got to know that joy don't come. Prophetic word is that joy is coming in the morning. You gotta worship right there. You just gotta wait until the morning. That's the word. Listen here. Listen. I won't let go.
I
can't let go of my faith. Why you can't let go of your faith? Because the sun, we're going back to the sun, it's going to shine. If I hold out, see, that's it. That's the nucleus of the song. That's all I got to do. I just got to hold out. When I'm crying and nobody can comprehend the magnitude of what I'm going through, when I'm in that quiet place and when I'm crying and I'm bleeding on the inside, I just got to hold out. We're going back there. You got to know that weeping. Y'all gotta get with us. Somebody in this place is burdened. They're stricken. You gotta know after the storm is over, there's the rainbow. Show it. It comes in the morning. You just gotta wait. Come on. Until the morning. Woo. I can't let go of my faith, people of God. That's the song, that's it. That's all we're saying is the sun is going to shine. That's all we're saying. That's all we've come to let you all know. The prophetic word on tonight is it's going to shine in the morning. I don't care what you're going through. You may be crying. There's an internal bleeding. But the prophetic word on tonight, the therapeutic word is that the sun is going to shine on your situation. I don't want you to doubt, get depressed, or get into the position, Father, I don't know what to do. It's not about you. Because your end was foretold in the beginning. Did you get that? Your end was foretold in the beginning. Deliverance was placed on your life before the foundations of the world. So I come to let you know that it's going to shine on your situation. You got to know that it's going to shine. You just got to tell your spirit, man.
Oh, yes. We thank God. We think the sun is going to shine if you just hold out. Hold out a little while. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I tell you. Prayers in the house, and if you pray to God, even if you pray in unknown tongues, those that have the gift of the tongue, the Holy Ghost will be able to get the message to our Father. I tell y'all, do what you got to do because prayers in the house. Hold out. Hold on. New day, new way. Right here, Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank y'all for tuning in to Glorious Gospel Vibes. We'll see you next week, same time, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye,
to everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you next
yeah.
week.
Yeah. That's when you worship right there. That's when we go into worship. That's when we go into the worship.